Are you caught in the whirlwind of overwhelming responsibilities? And does the very thought of Monday morning send chills down your spine? Well, it's time to toss those feelings out the window. Welcome to Season 3 of the Take Notes podcast, where you get to make yourself the priority in order to show up as your best self. I'm your host, Jen Rafferty, former music teacher, emotional intelligence practitioner, mom of two, and founder of Empowered Educator. And I've been where you are. In this season, we're not just talking about surviving, we are diving deep into thriving. Are you ready to take the lead in your life? Well, let's do this. Hello, and welcome back to Take Notes. I, of course, am your host, Jen Rafferty. And today's episode is going to be a little bit different today because there is no guest today. You've got me for the entire episode. And part of the reason why I wanted to do this is because today's episode marks the 90th episode of Take Notes. And when I realized that this is what today's episode was going to be, that this 90th episode, that number got me in a way that I wasn't expecting. You know, I first started this podcast during COVID because I had been sitting on this idea forever. And I always felt as if I never had the time, or who was I to start a podcast? What kinds of equipment would I need? And there were all of these barriers that I had put in front of myself that were completely of my own imagination. And it was real then. The imagined obstacles became the excuse as to why I couldn't start a project like this. Until one day, I got sick of my own excuses. And in some ways, some of those perceived obstacles seemed to dissipate just by nature of being home and during COVID. And I seemed to have the time that I thought that I was missing. I seemed to all of a sudden have all this sound equipment that I had to figure out anyway, and I didn't have any more excuses. So I remember, I'm going to just do the thing. And I did. And it started actually as a music education podcast because I was still teaching music at the time. And I really wanted to expand the ideas of what music education could be, and creating a more progressive landscape of what was possible, tying the connections or making the connections between social sciences and neuroscience and all the things that I was really excited about, my nerdy self, with music education. And I had some really awesome guests on there. That's season one, actually. You could still go back and listen to season one if that's interesting to you. And then along the way, Empowered Educator was born, and the direction of the podcast didn't seem to be aligned anymore. So I took a little break and I regrouped, and I realized that Take Notes could now be a beautiful way to align with what we were doing with Empowered Educator. So in that pivot, we created this platform where we've had some incredible conversations here and really elevated the dialogue about what it means to be empowered, about what it means to be an educator now, and what we need for ourselves to sustain in this career. So these 90 episodes, looking back, has been such a beautiful journey, not just of one of growth in this particular arena, but personal growth. And that's really what I want to talk and share about, because the work that I teach through Empowered Educator is everything that I practice myself. And I will never share something or give an exercise or a strategy that I have not tried myself in some way. And I share this story with you because I don't know that everyone always sees the mess. And it's not just me and the behind the scenes of Empowered Educator and what happens in my office, my home office. It's all of us. And we tend to hide in the shadows when it's messy. And we share our wins. Teresa McPhail talked about that last week on the podcast when we talked about failure. We all want to talk about our successes, but it's really in the messy middle section of our stories is where the lessons are. It's where the juiciness is. It's where we learn and grow and evolve. And to me, it's beautiful in the mess. And even though it doesn't always feel good while we're in it, looking back, it's certainly what leads us to becoming more aligned with who we want to be. So I just want to thank all of you for being here for all 90 episodes. I want to thank all of my guests for being a part of this incredible project. And I want to share a couple of things with you because this is also the last episode of season 3. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But I want to share, especially in light of the story that I just told you, what if when I first had that idea, I really believed that this was possible? And that's the energy that I want to come from during this episode right now, is your belief in yourself is more powerful than you realize. And if you really start to believe, not just know in your head, but believe in your cells that anything is possible, the doors that start to open for you are unimaginable. So I want to ask you to ask yourself a couple of questions. And it could be helpful to write this down, because returning to them when you're in a place of intention can be really helpful. So the first question is, who are you uninterrupted? Who are you uninterrupted? Second question, who are you without anyone ever telling you that you can't? That was a big one for me, looking back. And it's not as if people haven't been encouraging in my life. I have the most encouraging people. And I'm so fortunate to have such an incredible community of people who are cheering me on every step of the way. But I'm talking about from when we're kids, from the things that we watch on TV, the things that we watch on social media, the things that we see out in this world, we start to believe our limitations subconsciously. So who are you without anyone ever telling you that you can't? Next question. Who are you when you let go of the need to control? This was also a big one for me. I thought that if I would control, if I could just control all of the things around me, then I could be happy, I could be safe, I could have some status quo. And I remember feeling this way years ago when I was kind of in the midst of chaos and pressure in my personal life and my marriage and my job. And I was always waiting for the shoe to drop. But if I can control everything else, then when the shoe dropped, I would be ready. It could be okay. And of course, we know control is an illusion. There is no control. Life is lifey. That's just how it goes. And the second you feel like you have everything in control is exactly when life reminds you that you don't. And I think sometimes we interpret that as just waiting for the other shoe to drop. But the truth is that there is no shoe. What if you were the shoe? And the way that you approach and meet the moment when life gets lifey is what matters, because there's no escaping. That's part of life, these external circumstances. And riding that wave has no control. How are we going to ride the wave is always the question. So who are you when you let go of the need to control? Next question. Who are you without the need for external validation of your worth? That was another big one for me. Who are you without the need for external validation of your worth? As a performer, especially growing up in the theater and going to music school, studying vocal performance, I was constantly on stage, quite literally handing over my self-worth to my audiences. Did they applaud loud enough? Was there a standing ovation? Was there a standing ovation the next night? How many good job gens did I need to collect in order to feel worthy or valuable? And I realized in doing this work, especially in the last few years building Empowered Educator and prior to that, learning, growing, healing, evolving. You're worthy just because you woke up this morning. You don't have to earn it. I don't need good job gens. Now, don't get me wrong, they're nice, but I don't need it to know that I'm worthy. And that's the difference. And I had to relearn who I was without needing that. That's powerful. And so as you start to remove the layers of some of these questions, you start to remember and recognize and get reacquainted with who you actually are without all of the bullshit that's been piling up over the years since we were kids of what we thought our abilities were and what we thought was possible for us, what was available for us. Once you get through some of these layers, you start to have this realization like, oh, there I am. And I know that this asking of yourself and this reflection and this looking in the mirror can feel profoundly scary because, like I said, I'm on that same journey. It's a journey of discovery and becoming. It's a journey of learning and unlearning, of growing and healing. It's a journey that requires you to look yourself in the mirror and call out the excuses as to why you're not feeling the way you want to feel and doing the things you want to do. Because regardless of how many fingers you point outwards, wherever you go, there you are. And it's only when you take complete responsibility for the way you show up can you recognize that you are both the problem and the solution, which is amazing news because that is your power. That is your agency. It is in your ability to choose how you want to be in this world. And those choices are what start to move you across the bridge from point A to point B to point C to point D and so forth, or stay where you are. And so I need to bring it back here to the context of education and what we're doing here as educators. And for those of you listening, an educator is anybody who has any sort of relationship with kids. So I'm talking teachers, administration, custodians, nurses, bus drivers, office staff, paraprofessionals, and parents, because our children are watching us. They are watching us and they are learning how to human in this world, which is why I say it over and over again. This is the foundation of what we've built here at Empowered Educator. The most generous thing you can do for other people is take care of yourself. And this is how we start to make generational change. This is how we stop the patterns of reverence, of selflessness, and martyrdom that leaves us feeling exhausted and burnt out and frustrated and overwhelmed and just saying, nah, it is what it is, and counting down the days until Friday, the weeks until summer vacation, and the years until retirement. I want you to want more for yourself than counting down the years of your life. Our kids are watching us, and we don't make this change by telling them how to do it. We make this change by embodying it ourselves. We make this change by recognizing that our power is in our ability to choose how we show up moment to moment, because you are always 100% responsible for how you show up. And yes, that requires alignment to who you want to be. That requires different ways of speaking, different ways of believing about what you're capable of, about how the world works, about different actions you take, about choosing which thoughts you decide to connect with that serve you. And then you get to say, watch me do this. And that is why I do what I do. It's because I want you to also watch me. It wasn't by accident that I was sitting on my couch one weekend after I resigned from my teaching job, which I loved, by the way. and feeling great about it because I was going to start this new adventure. I was like, yeah, I'm going to build this business and I'm going to resign from my job and it's going to be great. And I remember writing that letter, sending it off, huge smile on my face. And no less than 4 days later, I am a hot sobby mess on my couch, bawling my eyes out, snot bubbles everywhere, blubbering in my hands, thinking to myself, what did I just do? And I will tell you right now that the woman who was there that day on that couch is not the woman who I am right here recording this podcast. I had to change. I had to align myself with who I wanted to be because she didn't actually exist yet. And if I were to continue to speak the same, think the same, believe the same, behave the same as I was that day, nothing would have ever changed for me. And so I practice what I preach. I made my self-regulation my number one priority. I made my emotional release another priority because I knew that they were connected. I knew that if I was holding on to all of this emotion of my past, there is no way I could continue to move forward to build the things that I have built. I really took a look at where I was placing my time and energy and attention and changed my priorities and committed to my vision of what I knew was possible in my bones. I worked every day on changing my beliefs and rewiring my brain because it's not enough to just say, yeah, I believe in myself. Your body needs to believe it too. And your body does not speak in words. Doing that work, that visualization, that comfort with calm for somebody who was always on the go all the time. I didn't even have time. I thought I didn't even have time to like stop and think. Forget meditation. Were you kidding me? I remember the day when I was like, I can't sit for 5 seconds, let alone 5 minutes. That's crazy. Getting comfortable with a calm so I could be quiet enough to listen to what my body was telling me, what my intuition was telling me. And we get so disconnected. We get so far away from that because we're taught and told not to trust that. We don't value sitting in the quiet. We value hustle. We value productivity. We value fast-paced. We value stress and pressure. So really believing that sitting in the quiet and the calm and getting in touch with my intuition and creating this beautiful vision for myself was valuable. That took a new belief system than that woman who was sitting on the couch that day. And that's the work that makes everything else work. And that led me to all of the different beautiful things that allowed me to not only build this beautiful company where we get to support educators to discover their own empowerment, to discover their own vision, to support them as they rewire their own brain to align with who they want to be so they can get rid of those disempowering beliefs and those disempowering thoughts, that negative self-talk that's constantly happening in their head, and replace it with something that really serves them. It's the same work that led me to 18 months after that day sitting on that couch, being on the TEDx stage. That was a dream of mine. And being able to do that required all of these micro choices every single day and a commitment to the person, to the woman in my vision. Because it's vision or bust. We have one life. Because the truth is, nobody gets out of here alive. And I'm committed to my impact. I'm committed to living in alignment. I'm committed to my own personal growth and healing journey so that my impact can be massive. And as educators, your role is the most important in these kids' lives. And your impact is directly related to your ability to heal and grow. So let's do this. What if you were that person in your vision today? All of those things that you wake up in the morning and you say, gosh, I wish, and fill in the blank. I wish I had more time. I wish I had more money. I wish I had more calm in my life. I wish I was able to take that vacation and actually enjoy it and not think about work all the time. I wish I was happy. I wish I was feeling safe. All of those things are available to you. And we have been programmed, our brains have been programmed in a way where we just don't believe that anymore. But there's great news, because neuroplasticity is such a wonderful thing that we can change the way our brains are programmed. We can redesign the mind so it aligns with who we want to be. And so, in the spirit of watch me, in the spirit of me being an example here, in looking at what was a priority for me in this season, I'm going to be taking some time off for this podcast. And this wasn't an easier decision than I thought it was going to be because of my commitment to my impact, my commitment to my alignment. And there are so many exciting things happening behind the scenes at Empowered Educator. And in order for me to fully focus my time, energy, attention into those things, I needed to take something away. And this is what it is for now. But in the meantime, there are so many things coming down the pike that I want to share. So the first thing is Thrive 1 is being offered every quarter. So we have it in April 1st, July 1st, October 1st, and January 1st. Every quarter is a new cohort of Thrive. And I'm going to invite you to join in and really discover the tools for you to embody everything that I've been talking about, everything that these 90 episodes of Take Notes have been talking about. When you show up differently, when you recognize that you are in the driver's seat, when you recognize that you have the ability to choose, you have the agency to show up and meet the moment however you want to, that's when everything changes for you. So Thrive 1 and Thrive 2 are both self-paced courses that you can find more at empowerededucator.com/workshops. And Thrive 1 is a really beautiful introduction to the dimensions of Empowered Educator, where Thrive 2 really gets deep and involved in how you continue to show up. That's what I like to call the Watch Me course. Thrive 1, we've got all this beautiful information, this introduction to the work, and Thrive 2, it's about embodiment. And then I'm so excited about this. We now have Redesign Your Mind, which is the key to truly redesigning the way that your brain works, the way you want it to be. This is how you connect to that vision. This is exactly what I've been talking about this entire time. This is the work that I have done myself. This is the work that I have been trained and certified in as well. Redesign Your Mind is going to be life-changing. I don't know how else to say it. It is a life-changing experience that every educator needs to have the opportunity to be a part of, every single one. This work is about truly unlocking the doors, unlocking the locks, giving you the keys to yourself, and you then get to build and grow in ways that you might not have thought was possible for you. It is life-changing. And in understanding your brain, the more you also understand the people around you, including your students. And when you show up different, everything is different. When you are able to meet the moment with more compassion and understanding because you know yourself better, everyone else's lives are changed because of your ability to understand yourself. This is going to change everything. So I'm going to invite you now to go to empowerededucator.com/workshops and click on Redesign Your Mind. And all of the links are going to be in the show notes, so it'll be super easy for you to get to. And if you're listening to this episode before June 2024, we are starting our Redesign Your Mind program on June 3rd, 2024, and we are calling it summer camp because it is going to be such a fun time. And who doesn't love summer camp? Let's be honest. It is going to be full of beautiful growth and community and online fireside chats and prizes. And this is going to set you up to start this next school year with a completely different frame of mind. You are going to start this next school year unlike any other year before, with not just the tools to navigate certain things that might come up. I'm telling you, this is the building block for you to start with a completely fresh slate, clean slate, fresh start. And it doesn't matter if you are a newer teacher. It doesn't matter if you are a seasoned teacher. It doesn't matter if you are 1 year away from retirement, because this 1 year away from retirement is going to be your best year ever. Again, I want you to want more for yourself than counting down the days. This is about getting the tools for you to live your best life all of the time. So our kids see us living our best life. That is the best example that we can possibly give them. So let's make that generational change. Get to empowerededucator.com/workshops, and I cannot wait to see you in these classes. You can always reach out at hello@empowerededucator.com with questions, comments. If you liked the episode, make sure that you leave a review. Leaving a review is one of the most powerful ways that we get this podcast out into the world. And so if you liked something, if it resonated with you, go to your podcast app and write a review and share it with a friend. And as we wrap up this last episode of season 3, I again want to express my immense gratitude. Thank you for listening. Thank you for showing up for yourself. Thank you for showing up for the communities that you serve and those beautiful students that you get an opportunity to teach every single day. Your impact is a gift, because you are truly a gift to this world, which means that you get to act accordingly. We'll see you next time on season 4.
Incredible, right? Together, we can revolutionize the face of education. It's all possible, and it's all here for you right now. Let's keep the conversation going at Empowered Educator Faculty Room on Facebook.